Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Oh, there we go. Now he's settling. Buddy always runs around the room when we set everything up. He just goes in circles. And then right when we start, that's when he usually settles. Or he'll jump on my lap or something.
There's just a lot of cords, yeah.
A lot of things going. Big day for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Big day. When we take him to go outside, he'll do these laps around the apartment.
Yeah.
Or he'll more so go to the front door and then to the back door and then back to the front door. And then he makes these lines and then we're like, oh yeah, buddy, we'll be there.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He's a little toddler.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was like to be around like a puppy because he's still a puppy.
Yeah.
And Bella's an old baby.
Yeah. He just turned two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still a baby.
Yeah. I think I may be biased, but you know, although I call him an idiot sometimes, I do think he's a very well-trained dog for 2 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Personally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Belle took a long time to train.
Yeah. Like, I don't take Buddy on a leash.
Yeah.
When I walk him, when I throw him the ball and stuff, he doesn't run after anything else. Even the bunny, there's a bunny infestation here in Texas.
Yeah, that's apparently a thing in Dallas.
Yeah. And whenever it hits the evening, because rabbits and bunnies and stuff, they're more active at night. And whenever we go on sunset walks and stuff, they're always in the bushes. And Buddy knows not to go across the street. Mm-hmm. So he'll see one in the bush and he'll like go after it a little bit and then stop. And sometimes I say stop, sometimes I don't. But there was this one time where the street wasn't really near us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like kind of trotting after it. And I was like, go get it, buddy. And he like went in overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
And his ears went back and he like bolted at it, and I was like, dang, he's gonna be fun to hunt with if I ever get a chance to.
It was funny because the bunny like took off,
he had
absolutely no chance,
yeah,
but it was still funny to watch.
I let him chase it for a little bit and then I was like, all right, time to stop, and then he stopped and went right next to me again. But
I just realized we don't really have any pictures of our dogs anywhere. We should take a family picture.
Yeah, we were gonna do that for Christmas and we didn't do
yeah, because we were gonna get pajamas, but then we didn't really have the finances to buy a bunch of pajamas.
Yeah, this Christmas we'll actually have room to do it.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have like at least a townhome or something.
Yeah, and we'll have a living room.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my dog. Is he's a trained dog in a toddler's body.
Yes.
That's how I like to explain it.
Yeah.
He still has toddler-like tendencies.
Yeah.
But he understands my commands.
Yeah.
Kind of like us.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right?
Yeah. Honey? That's a good... Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Kind of segueing in here.
Here we go.
This wasn't at all planned. I'm being serious, too.
Yeah, that was really good.
Holy Spirit's working at, let's see, 4:01 on February 24th.
Yeah. That was really good.
February 24th, and this episode's going to be coming out on like March 10th or something, right?
6th.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Shout out my honey making me some iced coffee. I'm a white chick.
So. Yeah. Yeah, we got, my aunt gave us a new coffee maker for a wedding present, and it's really nice. It's a Ninja.
Yeah.
And it can make, like, I made an espresso.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot coffee girl. Sorry to all the people that love iced coffee. Asher loves iced coffee only in the summer, like when it's like hot or like
when
warm. Right now it's like summer here in Dallas.
Yeah.
So it's really warm out.
82 degrees outside. It's February 24th.
Yeah. But I, even in the summer, like in the mornings, I'll at least have a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah. See, that's strange to me.
Yeah. I love it.
But however, I was like that in Knoxville and in Memphis.
Yeah.
So I didn't start drinking iced coffee until I moved to Houston.
Mm.
So I think you will. I may be wrong. I think you will change.
I just prefer it to like warm me up. I'm always cold though.
But you're
you
always
know me.
Cold.
We were outside and it was like, what temperature? Like 74.
Yeah.
And I had goosebumps on my legs.
Yeah. You in the South now, honey.
Yeah. That's exactly why I moved.
Get ready south. For triple digit summers.
I spent summer with you last year.
I know.
I came to
but
visit
this
you
is
twice,
like,
and I was like totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sweating. Don't get me wrong. It was hot, especially
yeah.
in Houston where it's very humid.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was new to me waking up and it's already like 94 degrees. And then you wait 2 hours and it's like 104. And I'm like, okay.
That was odd. Yeah. Remember when we were grilling, when I came to see you and we were outside and it was like dark outside.
Yeah.
It was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And
it's 90 degrees.
It was like, yeah, it was like, I was sweating.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not Ohio summers at all. Like when the sun goes down, it's like 60 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to us talk about the weather
and coffee.
Love you. But thank you guys so much for joining. It feels like I had some announcements to tell you guys, but I already forgot them. So
well,
I guess
we can just start off the rip. If you did not hold on until the very end of the last episode we posted, we can just announce it again at the beginning that there will be no videos in the month of April.
Right. That's one of the announcements I was going to make. Yes.
We're still debating on whether or not there will be one posted the Wednesday before we get married, which I think there might be.
I think there will be.
But then after that, we will not be recording anything and filming anything. And then when May comes, we'll start posting again for season 3 and we will be married.
Yeah. So last episode will be April 3rd. Yeah, April 3rd, because that's the Wednesday. And then, the weeks following, y'all won't get any episodes. Love you guys. However, Michelle and I are going to prioritize our marriage, especially right after getting married. We just... Also, Michelle and I haven't been on a vacation in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last...
Well, my vacation was to come see you.
Yeah, yeah. So, but... getaway vacation
of like doing nothing
because I mean we can say it's a vacation. We were still trying to figure out if we were gonna get married. You know, I mean, well, the first time really, then the second time it was we had a lot of stuff planned is what I'm saying. Like a vacation is you go somewhere, nothing, you don't have to worry about anything. Like the week we're gonna be in Tampa, I'm not bringing my laptop. Well, I may bring my laptop in case her and I need to do something with a bank account or something, but when it comes to, okay, never mind. We're probably not going to bring laptops.
We're not going to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. There. So that's, not only am I excited for a honeymoon, but I'm also just excited to go on vacation with you.
Yeah.
Because we just made a TikTok video about this. This is our honeymoon's going to be our first vacation together. And I think it's just really cool that our honeymoon is not only our honeymoon, but also our first vacation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those things where it's like, we don't have to worry about who's paying for what because it's our money now. And we can make decisions on like, is this too expensive? Should we not do this? Should we do it? Mm-hmm. Instead of like, no, don't, like, I'll pay for it. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we can actually.
Or I'll get this one. You get the next.
Yeah. And even now,
we don't do that.
Yeah, even now, we don't like, just pay me back. It's like, I'll just buy it.
Well.
Some things, it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of like, we don't have to be like, oh, pay me back. Like, you know, you're going to do it. But then other things, it's like, you're not going to pay me back. Like, example, if we go out to eat somewhere and then I put it on my card, Michelle's not going to pay me half of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll probably just pay for the next one or put it on her card. Or if not, then. You know, but okay, side tangent. We'll get on topic.
Anyways, before we got on that tangent of April not having an episode.
Well,
later on in April.
Yeah.
We had a segue into what we were going to talk about.
Yeah. So to close that side tangent down, we love you guys and we are going to take April off.
Yeah.
You know, as much as everyone may think like creating content and stuff like that is an easy job.
It's not.
Think again. It's very difficult.
Especially when you also have
exactly.
A job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to let you guys know, it like creating content is a job.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, create the content.
I have two jobs right
now. Film it, edit it. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not as simple as sitting down and filming and then it's done. No, there's a lot that goes into it.
And when we first get married, there's going to be a lot of other things to navigate, like having each other in each other's space.
Yeah.
You know, and just like.
We want to have the first month where it's just Michelle and I living that's it.
Yeah.
We don't want to worry about anything else, because also we want to come back in season three and talk to you guys how the first month's been.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, spoiler alert, that's going to be your first episode back for season three. How is the married life?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
But if you guys aren't already like subscribed and have the notifications on for anything, you mm-hmm. can turn notifications on the For the Good Instagram page too. That way you know when the episode's going to come out, because we haven't really sat down to think about timing yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Be notified and we'll let you guys know.
Yeah. So we love you guys. And whenever we see y'all in public, Michelle and I love it when y'all come and say hi to us. Not as a like, oh, look at us. It's like, we just like meeting you guys.
Yeah. We want to connect with you guys. Yeah.
And don't be nervous too. This girl at the gym today came up to us. Yeah. She was like, I'm so nervous. And I'm like, no, don't like,
no, we're just humans.
No, give me a hug.
Yeah. Like, she was so sweet.
Yeah. She was so sweet. Yeah. I pray that her and her boyfriend are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be getting into, honey.
So today we're going to talk about something that I think both of us have struggled with, and the mass majority of Christians struggle with this. And if you say that you've never, ever struggled with this or done something like it, you're probably lying.
Yeah. No, you're not probably. You are.
You are. Yeah. So we're going to talk about idols and how to not idolize something of this world, because we are over consuming everything right now. It's so accessible that a lot of times what we can do is put God on the back burner and focus on other things. So we're going to talk about committing ourselves to the Lord and just not things of this world.
Michelle and I first want to break down what an idol is, just to set a good foundation.
If you are a Bible nerd and you've read Isaiah and Jeremiah, that sounds bad. I love being a Bible nerd. I didn't mean that in a bad way.
No, Bible nerd's sick. It was so funny. We were talking to Matt and Maddie last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, disclaimer, I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, just throwing that out there. Like, I watch theological videos like 90% of my day.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, same.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. But you would know that in the Old Testament, idols were like wooden statues and golden calfs.
Yeah.
And nowadays, idols look a lot different. So we'll talk about what those idols are.
Yeah. Yeah, an idol can be anything that can be a god to you.
Yeah.
Or, hold on, or it can be worshiping the right god in the wrong way. So, and this goes on the lukewarm stage. You can actually make God an idol in the wrong way. This is where
that's good,
false doctrines and stuff like that come into play.
Yeah,
because you pick and choose what you want to idol for him to bless you in that way.
So I feel like to break that part down, we should just give an example. So you could be hearing things from a pastor. A lot of times it has to do with teaching. Right. So like what church are you going to that's teaching something that's not what's in the Bible? Right. Because people don't make things up. If you've heard someone not align with the Bible, it's not just like made up, you know, like
I got it.
This has existed. Go ahead.
So what people will do is they'll pick and choose parts of the Bible about what they want to follow because they know they can't control it.
Yes.
And that's when you make it an idol. Because here's the thing, you fall back on your idols because you know you can control it, because that's what makes you comfortable. So I don't have any examples like in the Bible specifically, but like the prosperity gospel that we talk about a lot, you can make that doctrine an idol.
Yes.
So are you serving Jesus Christ?
Yep.
Yes. But you're serving him in the wrong way.
Yeah, you are expecting him to make you rich.
Yes.
And that's not what the blessings mean in the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is what you're controlling.
Yeah.
You are controlling the amount of money you are giving in order to get blessed. And that's not how faith works at all.
Yeah, that was really good. I think another example would be like to hear something that is false, mm-hmm. a false teaching, and then you idolizing that as truth, mm-hmm. and it's not truth, mm-hmm. right? So you could hear, I know we use this example a lot, but it's just like relevant with our story and just our past and everything. But you could hear, it's okay to just live with your partner if you know you're going to get married, mm-hmm. right? And then you idolize that truth as you still following the Lord, and you're telling yourself, you're lying to yourself, saying it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. This is what I was taught, and I'm still going to go to church, and I'm still doing everything else, so it's okay. But you're damaging your relationship with the Lord because you're not fully obeying his commandments. That's
exactly
right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you're wow. idolizing that truth because you want it to be true.
You want. Here, yeah. And also, you can control it.
Yeah.
That's what an idol is. Yes. An idol is anything you can control.
Yes. So let's give some examples of idols. Yeah. Do you have anything else
to say? I was just going to say, when you know you are committed to God,
yeah,
you know that you're not able to control anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you are able to control stuff in your life, there's most likely an idol in your life, and mm-hmm. you need to convince yourself to let it go.
Yeah. So like Asher said, like anything that we place above God, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fame, success, yourself, money, relationships, hobbies, sports, entertainment, and many more. So mm-hmm. we can list so many examples in the world today mm-hmm. that are idols, right? So any famous person, let's just start there. Entertainment, the entertainment scene, right? You love Taylor Swift mm-hmm. and you're obsessed with Taylor Swift. You're idolizing Taylor Swift. If someone, this is what's crazy. I was thinking about this earlier when I knew that we were going to film this. Mm-hmm. If a Swiftie, as they call them, here's someone else talking bad about Taylor Swift.
Ooh, here we go. Yeah, okay.
They will instantly jump in mm-hmm. and say, no, that's not true. Like, and back her up, right? If that same person is a Christian and they hear someone talking poorly about their Lord and Savior, they will turn away and not even say anything.
That brings me up to a story. You remember that girl that I dated before you mm-hmm. that I told you about? Mm-hmm. So I went on a date with her back in my hometown. We hung out with some of her friends, and she was talking to me about, who's the guy that wears dresses?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yeah. She, her best...
It's actually really sad that I knew who you were talking about.
her best friend was a huge Harry Styles fan. And she asked me, she was like, so what music do you listen to?
Let's disclaimer. This woman claimed to be a Christian.
Yeah, this woman goes to church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like loves Jesus. And she was like, do you like, or what music do you like? And I said, I really just listen to worship music. Like that's about it. I mean, I'll listen to country here and there. And occasionally like Christian rap, but that's about it. And she was like, do you like Harry Styles? And I said, nah, not really. I mean, I don't really know any of his music. She was like, why not? And I was like, I don't really think he's a good role model either. And I also just don't like his music. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I mean, I don't know if I would look up to a guy wearing dresses. And she was like, well, he can do whatever he wants. And I'm like, well, yeah, but... You asked me my opinion,
yeah,
and I was like, I look up to Jesus. I don't look up to another man, especially a man wearing a dress,
yeah,
who is feminizing himself. And she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, well, if you look at the strong men in the Bible, you know, in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, I mean, would you take Peter serious if he was wearing a dress and a tutu? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the most... Why do girls wear dresses and tutus?
Feminine.
It's feminine. Shows off their legs. It makes them look feminine.
Yeah.
That's why...
Girly.
It's girly. Yeah. And so why would I want to listen to a guy that's trying to become a girl? You know? Yeah. And so I was like, I don't think Jesus would want me to do that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I think Jesus would let you do whatever you want. And it's funny how we're having this conversation now because it's like, she defended Harry Styles and not Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
So many people do that nowadays.
And it's very common. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. And I mean, I've probably done that before. Mm-hmm. Maybe not with the person, mm-hmm. but maybe with something along the lines of money or business or something mm-hmm. like that. But yeah, it's so crazy though, honey, because when that happened, just like the tension in that group.
Yeah.
Because I knew at that point I was the only one saved in that group. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, dang, these people don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you one, when you're committed.
Oh, yeah.
When you're committed to the Lord and you actually understand his grace. That's the thing. If you understand his grace, that's when you're actually committed to him.
Yeah.
When you can half understand his grace and then half be committed to him.
Yeah.
But when you understand his grace, then you will be fully committed to him. And when she said that and I was like, I'm going to stand on Jesus. That's when I'm like, oh, dang. I'm the only one committed here. This sucks, man. And I left the next morning and she was like, it's not going to work out. I'm like, yeah, it's not. But yeah, it's just crazy that you were talking about that and that story comes in my head.
Yeah, I think another thing that people overlook is like hobbies and sports too, because there's so many families and especially like fathers putting so much stress on their kids about like sports. And like, this is something that you and I have talked about. Like, if our kids do a sport and they have a game on a Sunday, they're not going. Like, sorry, you're going to be short a kid. We pray that we find a team that respects that and doesn't even do that in the first place so that the kid doesn't feel left out. But God is a priority over everything. If there's something going on, like, he's first, right? And I think a lot of times people will like put him on the back burner to all of that. And even like jobs, right? Yeah. Like, spending too much time working and not spending time with the Lord, right? Like, what are you giving your time to? Like, if you say that, oh, well, I'm doing this, or if you're just like, I want to watch this TV show or this movie instead of spending time with the Lord, it's like, and I'm not talking about like never watching something or doing your hobby, right? I'm talking if that becomes more important than you giving the Lord your time, right? I just think it's really sad how like nowadays I've just seen so many families putting God and just their relationship with him on the back burner for like so many other things that lead to nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, especially in the town that I grew up in, like, I was surrounded by like football players that like idolize the sport. And it's like, there is, and nowadays there's a lot of believers openly confessing their beliefs in the NFL, right? Yeah. We're seeing this all the time. And it's like, you are going to tell a person by their loyalty to the Lord on what they do in their free time, right? Like, I hope that Purdy guy that's on the 49ers actually like prioritizes his relationship with the Lord, right? You know, like you want to see that. But it's like, when you let a organization control your life to the point where you can't spend time with the Lord or go to church, like, that's where the line is. And I know it's probably difficult for them to play football on Sundays, right? But I'm not talking about like a specific day of the week. Like, you can take a Sabbath on Saturday. It doesn't need to be, or a Monday. Like, everyone that works at the church takes Sabbath on Monday because they work on Sunday. Right. So I'm not talking about like the day of the week. I'm just saying, like, are they actually like using that free time to spend time with the Lord?
Yeah. I'm going to make a couple of disclaimers before people clip this and, you know, whatever, but we're not saying you shouldn't play sports. That's not what we're saying. We're also not saying that you shouldn't like the sport that you play. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying that if you are putting that above God and putting him on the back burner, then you should probably reevaluate some idols in your life. I made this YouTube video about idols a couple weeks ago. And I talked about jobs, and I was like, if you're working 60 to 70 hours a week and you're not spending time with God, then that's not the job God called you to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And people went ballistic. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, you don't. And it's like, I said what I said, mm-hmm. and I meant it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that God wants you to be separated from him? No.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he call you to a job that does that? Now, what they failed to do was watch the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
like it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I continue to say, now you may go through seasons where you work 60 to 70 hours a week, and you're going to have to spend time with God and prioritize him in those 60 to 70 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the flip side of things, if you're working 60 to 70 hours and your excuse is, I'm working too much, so I can't spend time with God,
mm-hmm.
well, then you're making it an idol, and that's mm-hmm. not what God called you to do. Mm-hmm. And I think people get that confused nowadays.
Yeah.
Is they're like, well, I got to provide for my family. I mean, God said, and it's like, okay, so this is the problem then. If you're saying that, then you're putting your faith and your hope in your job and not in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And disclaimer, you providing for your family is totally different than you prioritizing your family as well.
Exactly.
I do want to go on that. Yeah. Point too, because people are like, oh, I'm working, I'm providing for my family. It's like, okay, they don't care how much money yeah. is in your bank account. They care about the time that they're spending with you.
Yeah.
So if you're gone all the time working, it's the same thing with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
It should be God, family, everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. First, I want to say this. There is no English word or any type of language how we can describe God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have been given the Bible. Because
mm-hmm.
that is the most accurate representation of how God has been explained to
mm-hmm.
a T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Again, when it comes to providing for the family,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't just mean money.
Mm-hmm.
Providing for the family can also mean emotionally, yep. serving,
yep.
spending time with them,
yep.
seeing, you know, what they're struggling with,
mm-hmm.
helping them mm-hmm. with, you know, their sports that they may be going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, providing's a lot more than just putting money on the table.
Yeah.
And on that point, you could make that an idol.
Yeah.
You could literally make providing for your family an
yep,
idol.
Yep, yep. Remember that story I told you about the guy that I met through TikTok? Didn't I tell you about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He ended up literally breaking down because he was like, I just want to provide for my future family. Like, I just want to be successful. Like, he was making money online and like just trying to like grow. And it really rubbed me the wrong way
yeah.
because I was like, you're literally idolizing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
had like a heart to heart conversation with him. And I was like, dude, I will tell you right now, your future wife and children do not care
yeah.
how much money you are going to make. I was like, you are idolizing this like platform and what you can do and how you can grow and how you can make money. And I said, you're not doing enough in your relationship with the Lord to where you're not going to be able to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can't have a conversation with you and you're not on the same like spiritual level as me, like as far as like knowledge in the Bible, like I could bring up a story and he didn't really know what I was talking about or like didn't like, there he wasn't spending time in that. And I was like, that's what's going to help your family,
mm-hmm.
not what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know
what? Oh my goodness. I just caught this crazy revelation as you were saying that. You know what providing for the family means? It means just being present.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yep.
Love your wives as Christ loved the church. Is God always present in our life?
Did he give us a bunch of money?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Mm.
He's just always present.
Yep.
So how would we feel if God isn't always with us?
Mm.
We
if
would
he
feel,
was just an ATM.
Yeah.
And imagine, never around.
Yeah. Imagine how we would feel if,
horrible.
If it was like that.
Yep.
Okay. So that, yeah, so that's what we're going today.
But yeah, it's so much more than providing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's like being there. So yeah, that was a side tangent, but we went there. So I want to read this verse. Luke 16:13 says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. So this is when wow. he was talking about wealth and money, but you can use this verse for whatever idol is in your life. So
Wow, that is tasty.
Cannot serve and be enslaved to your success. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to entertainment. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to your sport or your hobby, right? You cannot serve two masters because something's going to happen. One of the relationships is going to fall. And if you drop your relationship with God, everything crumbles.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. 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 Here we go. James chapter 1, starting at verse 14. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. Drag us away from what? Drag us away from God, of course. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death.
Yep. Yep.
Sometimes you just got to let things sit there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because people listening and watching, they're like, damn. Let me reevaluate my life real quick.
And if you're feeling that way, it's okay.
Yeah. Hold on. If you're feeling that way, so am I.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a sinner. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. No, literally. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's probably people listening or watching that were like, when we just talked about all of that stuff, and they're like, you know what? I don't think I have any idols in my life. I want you to ask yourself this question, because this is what really made me open my eyes to my idols, especially like we all still have them.
Everyone
we
has
all
idols.
Struggle.
Yeah.
But thinking of it this way really opened my eyes to what my idols were. So when something in our life happens and we're going through a tough season or we just had a rough day, what do you run to? That's what really opened my eyes to my idols, because it used to be, and it still sometimes is. If I have a bad day, I'm like, we have a Switch, and I'm like, I just want to play the Switch, or I just want to watch TV, or I just want to listen to music, which if it's worship music, great. But if it's like, I just want to listen to country music, or, you know, it could be anything. So when something in your life goes sideways, what are you running to? A lot of times people will cope with, you know, drugs, alcohol. Your comfort TV show can be an idol, right? If you are so sucked into, you know, anime or Grey's Anatomy or... You know, mine used to be One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl, and those were all of my comfort TV shows that I would literally sit down and watch anytime I was in a season where I was like, I hate this. And I never picked up this Bible. That wasn't the first instinct, or to sit in prayer, or literally just sit in silence and let the Lord comfort me.
So your idol in your life is the source you run to for comfort.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Why are we not running to the comforter? Okay. I've read this so many times, and I'm going to read it again.
And again, disclaimer, we are not perfect. Like, we have things that we run to that comfort us as well. I just gave you an example. Like playing a game just to like relax. Or I have a painting of Asher and I that I will paint too. And it's just like little things that you're trying to cope with, basically. And it could be any addictive behavior. Those were just some examples. For some people, it might be vape pens, you know, or cigarettes or dip, you know, you're like, I'm stressed out. I need something to relieve this. That's where addictions come into play. And that's where they grow, is when they're an escape.
Okay. So context, Moses and Aaron leading the people out of Egypt. Okay. This, I just have to read it. All right. So Moses was on top of
Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. He was up there. Aaron and all the people of Egypt were down at the bottom of the mountain. Okay. Exodus 32, starting at verse 1. When the people saw how long it was taking Moses to come back down the mountain, they gathered around Aaron. Come on, they said, make us some gods who can lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses who brought us here from the land of Egypt. So Aaron said, take the gold rings from the ears of your wives and sons and daughters and bring them to me. We're just going to stop there. Okay? The people of Egypt said he's taking too long. You see what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to continue reading.
Okay.
Okay. All the people took the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. Then Aaron took the gold, melted it down, and molded it into the shape of a calf. When the people saw it, they exclaimed, O Israel, these are the gods who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Are you following what I'm putting down? That's mm-hmm. verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
These are the gods who brought me out of the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We still following.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all that are listening are probably catching revelations as I'm reading mm-hmm. this. Okay. Because Exodus, not only is it about a straight up miracle,
mm-hmm.
Exodus points to idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy how much it points to idolatry.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron saw how excited the people were, so he built an altar in front of the calf. Then he announced, tomorrow will be a festival to the Lord. So this is Aaron. He was so happy, so he even built an altar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all are still, that's verse 6. All of these verses point to idolatry, okay? The people got up early the next morning to sacrifice burnt offerings and peace offerings. After this, they celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged in pagan revelry. Okay, real quick. So here's the thing, what people miss. I actually just caught this 30 seconds ago. In Exodus 22, starting at verse 20, it says, anyone who sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be destroyed.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Lord said in Exodus 22. Continuing, the Lord told Moses, quick, go down the mountain. Your people whom you brought from the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. How quickly they have turned away from the way I commanded them to live. They have melted down gold and made a calf. They have bowed down and sacrificed to it. They are saying, they are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Then the Lord said, I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. Now leave me alone, so I fierce my anger can blaze against them, and I will destroy them. Then I will make you, Moses, into a great nation.
Mm. Mm.
Literally in chapter 22, it was stated, if you do this, this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine... like, okay, if y'all want to continue to read the story, y'all can read the story. Exodus 32 will change your life. Like, if you, oh my goodness, there are so many different
mm-hmm.
revelations you can get from just Exodus 32 to begin with. But, okay, how do I want to navigate through this? All right, so here's the thing, is the people of Egypt, they were used to worshiping gold calves, statues, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not accustomed to worshiping Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
They've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when Yahweh doesn't answer in the way that they're expecting?
Mm-hmm.
They go back to what's comfortable.
Yep.
In the same way in our lives, this is... going back on the very first part, it's coming back full circle.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of the episode, we pick and choose
yeah.
what we want out of God.
Yeah.
Instead of just giving him everything, yeah. we pick and choose, help me in this way, help me in this way. This isn't working. So what you may do is if he doesn't answer right away,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you pick up a side job because, yep. you know, you're worshiping money.
I almost did that.
Yeah. Yeah. You did. And I had to say, no, honey. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I've done it too. You know, I can relate to this in my life. So when I was starting my coaching company, I did a lot of call to actions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would say, I'm looking for 10 people. And this would be a TikTok, not like an Instagram story, whatever. Be a TikTok. I would post them like once every other day
mm-hmm.
and just try and get as many leads as possible. And I remember when God was trying to force that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so backstory. When I gave my life to Jesus, he talked to me a lot the first week I gave my life to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And was it audible? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It was more of like pulling.
Mm-hmm. He was putting those desires in your heart.
Exactly.
That's what it feels like for me.
Exactly.
When I say God spoke to me about this,
yeah.
it's like that desire was so strong in my heart, I know for a fact it was not from me.
Yeah. And I remember this one time, I was in my room, I was playing worship music, I was on the ground, and the Lord said, you're never going to worry about money. Like, he just, you're never going to worry about money again. Just like that sentence. Mm-hmm. It's all he said. Mm-hmm. This was like a couple days after. And what's crazy about that is, as I was going through the transition of me kind of changing my business, losing clients, losing money, my instant thought was, well, I know this worked in the past. Mm-hmm. So why don't I just do it again? Mm. So I was just putting a Band-Aid over something that is more serious.
Yeah.
You can't put a Band-Aid over something that needs stitches.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't have cancer and go through half the chemo.
Yeah.
You got to go through all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't have kidney problems and get half the kidney transplant.
Right.
You know, you got to have the whole kidney.
Yeah.
A half a kidney can't function.
Yeah.
And that's
you can't put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole.
Yeah.
Quote Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
And no, but it's so true.
That's what
these
we do.
These are Band-Aids.
Yeah, that's what we do a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Is, you know, this girl I really love, she broke up with me, but Friends really helped me last time with that breakup. So I'm going to go watch Friends again.
Mm-hmm.
But
it can be anything too, right? Like you're struggling with, like, we talked about this last night, you're struggling with like anxiety and depression. Okay, I'm just gonna go watch my comfort show and have a glass of wine and just like unwind. It's like, let's go to the root source of why you're feeling that way and how we can make it better, right? The Lord is here for you. Like, he will guide you through all of that. And being in his word brings so much peace.
Yeah. And I want to make this disclaimer, because a lot of times we run to our idols when things are very hard in our life.
Yeah.
We're not saying, like, don't have those emotions.
Yeah.
That's not what we're saying. We're just saying run to him first.
Exactly. Yes.
You can run to that TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I run to the office every night.
Yeah.
I don't run to the office before I read my word, though.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah. And it's you start to get an unhealthy relationship with that thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, you're doing it because you're upset and something went sideways. So you can't even really enjoy it.
You can't.
You know, it's like, or it just doesn't feel as good as it would. Right? Like, I love playing the Switch. Right? It's so much fun. When I do it, when I'm upset, it's not as fun. I still feel empty after I do it. But if I do it for enjoyment, when I'm feeling good and after the Lord has healed that part of me and what I'm going through, I can actually focus on what I'm doing and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, honey. Yep, here we go.
Whew. And you almost give that thing like a bad connotation. It's like, if I only ran to you when something was wrong.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to have a weird relationship with you, because it's going to be like, every time I come to you when everything's fine, it's going to be really weird.
Mm-hmm. There's a verse that literally says the desires that you used to have literally don't hit the same.
Yeah.
Now that you're filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
And some of us may look at that and be like, dang it, I freaking love that TV show. Now I hate it.
Yeah.
No, that's God trying to protect you.
That's how I feel with One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Like, after I gave my life to Jesus, I tried watching it again, because it's like, that's my office, like, comparative to you. The reason I say that is because Asher loves Office. But like, mine was One Tree Hill, and I'll go back and watch it, and I'm like, I just don't really enjoy it anymore, because that was like something that I used to cope.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this verse anyway. So this is Galatians 5 starting at verse 17, because this will make sense to some people. They're like, but why though? Like why don't I enjoy it? This verse will help you. Galatians 5 starting at verse 17. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a way of like rejoicing, because it's like, I'm actually saved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go me.
Yeah.
When you're wanting to fall back on that idol that got you through that breakup 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you should be rejoicing, because you know you're filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the sinful nature wants you to fall on your idol.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the devil wants to do.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit, the good spirit, the great spirit, the spirit of love, doesn't want you to fall on that. He wants you to fall on him. He wants you to fall on the comforter.
Psalm 23. We're studying this in my women's Bible study right now at church, right? He's going to be there with you through it all, right? Through the valley of the shadow of death. No matter what we face, our shepherd's always going to be with us, and he is the comforter. Mm-hmm. That is why they use that analogy.
Yeah.
A shepherd and a sheep is because the sheep are literally a mess if they do not have a shepherd. Mm-hmm. She told us a story, and there was a sheep that literally went off the edge of a cliff because the shepherd wasn't around. And so they didn't know where to follow, you know, but they're all they're group animals. So one fell and the rest of them jumped and they all died. There was a huge group of sheep that just off the side of the mountain because the shepherd wasn't they didn't let the shepherd guide them. Right. He wasn't around and they all just followed each other.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's a good segue into our next point, which I want to talk about, was having good people around you.
Yeah.
When it comes to idols and committing to God.
You can also idolize relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to go even further on that point, you can idolize a friendship. If you're I'm following the Lord, but I have this person that's drawing me away. And now I'm saying, I've heard a lot of Christians say that they have friends that are not believers and they respect them and they're still able to be friends. Great.
Awesome.
They're not leading them into sin.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
I have a lot of friends like that.
Yeah.
Actually.
But if you are I can't get rid of this person because their relationship is valuable to me, but they're doing the opposite of that. They're not respecting your beliefs and they're drawing you into sin and they're just a bad influence. You are now idolizing that relationship over God.
Mm-hmm. And also what we're not saying, maybe they went out and they were telling you a bar story.
No. I'm saying come on, you're lame.
Come out to the bar. Come on, smoke this joint. Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Dude, the second that friend of yours is leading you into sin is the second you need to be oh yeah, dude, see ya.
I mean, it can also, it doesn't have to be an action either. They can just be mentally draining. Yeah. That's how mine were.
Mm-hmm.
It was all I listened to was them complain about relationships that they were in, bashing these men to the point where it was literally making me sick.
Yeah.
And cussing up a storm and just being so disrespectful, talking about other people, talking about another person in the friend group. And it was just this is all making me so sick. You're not leading me into sin, but I don't want to listen to this.
Yeah.
This isn't filling my cup at all.
And then they're like, what do you think about this? And you're like, I follow Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, actually. This is so backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult to cut those ties. Yeah. But
because you were friends with those people for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up for what was happening in Israel. And now we're no longer friends. And I'm choosing the Lord over them any day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where my priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
But what were you going to say about relationships?
I was just going to say it's very important to have just the right people around you that are also committed to the Lord, because in the same way that one sheep followed another sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're around a group of friends who are half committed to the Lord and they do have idols and they're not trying to get rid of those idols, then you're going to continue to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Or they might try to help you cope using their idol.
Exactly.
So that's if my comfort TV show is One Tree Hill and I'm in the dumps and you come over and you're let's just watch this show, it'll make you feel better.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The minute they say, that's what makes me feel better. Careful.
Yikes.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
Very careful.
I want, personally speaking, you don't have to agree with me. Personally, I want my friends to come to me and say, let's get in the Word.
Yeah.
Let's do a Bible study. How can I pray for you? Do you just want to sit while we pray in silence, near each other together, how can I help you?
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to come to me and say, well, let's just, let's go get, and it can be food.
Yeah.
Let's go get food. It'll make you feel better. Let's go get tacos and margaritas. You'll just feel way better. It's no, I, I want someone to lead me closer to the Lord.
Yeah. And this is very like pick and choose type scenarios. Yeah. Sometimes people just want you to shut up and listen. Yeah. Like, I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to say, makes me feel better. Here's the Bible verse of the day. Blah. Yeah, like, yeah, some people just want you to shut up, bro. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
But yeah, as long as they're listening to you, like venting. So, shoot, I vent to Asher all the time. Venting healthy.
I just listen.
She'll probably end up doing it tonight when we go for a walk.
yeah. She'll vent to me and I'm just like, yeah, honey, I'm here.
Yeah.
But I hear you loud and clear.
But, you know, your response is nothing. It's listening, right?
Yeah.
And you're not saying like, oh, I know it'll make you feel better. You know, like today I'm not feeling well, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And we're, what?
I was just going to say, you know what's crazy? If the person that you're venting to, if they go straight to giving you advice, they're probably idolizing their wisdom.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Because I think back on my life who...
Or they're idolizing themselves.
Themselves, yeah. Because I'm looking back on like who used to give me a lot of advice and stuff. And actually, no. A big idol is pride and them wanting to keep their pride.
Yes.
Them wanting to be the smartest one in the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm.
Their ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, honey. Yeah, I just needed to say that.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
I just needed to say that. That I don't know why that needed to be said, but someone needed to hear that, junkie.
Yeah, so instead of worshiping our idol when we're going through things, right, we should be worshiping our Lord and Savior who literally created us, right? He's always there with us. He gave us his spirit, and he's always walking with us. It's not like, Lord, I need you right now. Come to me. And sometimes I say that, guilty. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he's always there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's just waiting for you to just rest in his presence. So we should be committing ourselves to the Lord and not our idols, mm-hmm. right? So now we'll go into that topic.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear a lot of people say, how do I get right with God?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to tell you guys? None of us are going to get right with God.
Yeah.
Because none of us are worthy to go to heaven.
Yeah.
None of us are perfect.
Yeah.
You're never going to get right with God.
Yeah.
The statement should be, I will always be progressing my relationship with God.
Yeah.
It's never, how do I get right with God? Question mark.
Yeah.
Because it's never going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's like slang for the West. Like, how do I get right with this? I need to get right with my relationship. I need to get right with my relationship with God. Like, that's just what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't get right with something that knows all we do is wrong.
Yeah.
He sent the right one.
Yeah.
We are all wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And we're never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the statement needs to be, how should I always progress my relationship with God? Mm-hmm. That should be the correct question.
Or how can I get closer to God?
Yep. Go ahead, honey.
The reason why we run to idols is because that's what we're desiring in our heart when something goes wrong, right? So instead of desiring the idols that we struggle with and that we're putting above the Lord, we should desire the things of the Lord, right? So committing ourselves to the Lord and getting closer and closer to him, he will put desires in your heart that will honor and glorify him,
mm-hmm.
right? So Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. So a lot of people take this and say, well, the Lord wants me to have whatever I want, basically. No, no, no. When you become a follower of Jesus, your desires immediately change.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, if I follow the Lord, he's going to, for example, he's going to give me women to have sex with or whatever. No.
Yeah, no. Your desires are going to be aligned with what he wants
exactly.
for your life.
Yeah.
I would not be sitting here and we would not be in a relationship and about to get married if the Lord would not have put desires in my heart for what I wanted in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone that was literally online because I knew I wanted to do the podcast. He put the podcast desire in my heart, right? He put all this desire to learn all about his word, study it, and help people make videos about it. He put all of those desires in my heart. That was not anything that I wanted to do. I went to college. I got a degree. I wanted to chase corporate life. I told you this. I wanted to be the CMO of a company. I wanted to just work my tail off to be so successful. And once I fully started following the Lord, now I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I want to homeschool. I want to live off the land. I want to do all of these things. That was not me. Those were not my desires. They are now because the Lord put them there.
Yeah.
Right? So when something happens, I want to do what the Lord desires me to do. I don't want to do what I desire to do.
Yeah.
Right? So if something goes sideways, I don't want to desire to sit on the couch, eat a bag of chips, and watch my comfort show. I want to desire to be in the Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord will give you that desire if you ask Him to.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you praying for? Like, sit in prayer and say, I desire to spend time with you when something goes wrong. I desire to trust in you and lean on you through everything and not my idol.
Mm-hmm.
He'll answer.
Yeah.
If you fully believe it in your heart that you're praying that prayer, He's going to answer it.
Yeah. And my desire was faster car, more money, bigger company, more employees, more. That was my desire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave my life to Jesus. Don't worry about money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worry about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle and I have gone through some financial stuff. I am not worried about money at all.
Shoot. You're a great representation of having good people in your life, right? I've never really struggled with, like, I've lived paycheck to paycheck. Money has always been a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I decided to move out as soon as I got a job. So that's always been a struggle for me, but I never really saw it as an idol.
Yeah.
And then when all of this happened, Asher was like, you're idolizing money. You're worried about how much is in your account. And I never really saw it as an idol. I saw it as just something that I needed.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, and in a way it is an idol, right? Because I'm worried about it all the time.
Right.
And I was spending so much time being focused on it. And thank God, literally, that Asher's in my life and he can help me through this. And he's like, we can't idolize it. Like, as soon as everything was happening with our finances and having this huge credit card bill that we can't pay, I'm like, I need to go get another job. I can't pay these bills. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And Asher was like, no, we're not going to do that. And I was like, why? Like, I need to help more. And, you know, I'm already working a 40-hour-a-week job.
Oh, my goodness.
And Asher was like, no, because then you know what's going to happen is your relationship with God's going to crumble. Our relationship's going to crumble and other things are going to become way more important than all of those things that God wants us to focus on.
Yeah. You ran back to wanting a job, wanting to make more money because you've been so used to and comfortable with providing for yourself.
Yeah.
You were idolizing being the provider.
Yep.
And it completely shifted to, honey, we serve the one who provides, and also I'm in this thing too.
Yeah.
So, and also I still stand firm on that. If you would have gotten another job, we would have. Would we have been fine? Sure. Would we have been as good as we are now?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because you would have been doing this, your job, and that on the weekends.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been really hard for us.
Yeah. I'm already struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a job and putting out episodes, but we're doing it all because we want to help.
Yeah.
You know, we're not gaining anything from this, but
I think it could be a lot worse.
I'm not sitting here complaining about it. I'm just saying like it's time consuming.
Yeah, it
right.
is. Mm-hmm.
And when I didn't work from home and had to commute and get ready for work. And, you know, I lost like an extra 3 hours in my day because of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do that. Like I would get home and I'd be like, I just don't have time. Like I'm so drained. I just want to go to bed. And I idolized like work and working out over spending time with the Lord there for a little while in that season in my life. Yeah. But anyways, back on what we were saying about like the desires of your heart, God's going to give you the desire to want to spend time with Him and just rest in His presence instead of running to that other thing that you claim comforts you.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's important for us to shift the narrative too, because a lot of times people will say, why would I want to spend time with someone who's not giving me stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not really about that. If you look at your relationship with your earthly father, does he always give you, you know, Cheerios? Does he always give you money to do things?
Mm-hmm.
No, a lot of times what it is the memories you spend with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, in your prayer closet, you're going to remember certain days that you have in there.
Yeah.
Where he delivers you from something you would have never thought that you would be delivered from.
Or revelations that you get when you read and you're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Or just ways that he answers prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think it's very healthy to understand how God provides compared to how we may think he provides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How God provides doesn't necessarily mean financial or, you know, giving us something.
Mm-hmm.
God provides by his promise, and his promise is he's always with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he provides. Mm-hmm. So when we start looking at it as that, it's going to be a lot easier and healthier for us to spend time in his word compared to, well, I spend time with him a lot. Why isn't he giving me stuff? And it's like, what? He's not an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's literally not a slot machine. It's not like, oh, here's a ticket for 5 hours. Now what are you going to give me?
The unfortunate reality is a lot of times that's where we're at in our relationship with God is we idolize bits and pieces of God.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't do is we don't prioritize him.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're serving the correct God, but idolizing it in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it comes out. And, you know, I'll say something else too, just on this point before we wrap it up. You can really understand what you idolize in your life by how your relationship with God is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are wanting to gain something from your relationship with God, it's because of an idol you have on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with God.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't do anything sinful.
Yeah.
You are sinful.
Yeah.
You have a sinful nature. So if you're saying, God, I've prayed every single day, why haven't you given me this raise?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just saying that out loud, it's like, oh, dang, I'm prioritizing this job over just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or God, I've prayed about this partner for so long. Why don't I have a wife yet?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Dude, if you're like, why haven't you given me a wife yet? Well, the reason why is because he doesn't want you to idolize your wife over him. He's protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, God, why haven't you given me this job yet? I've applied to 700.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you given me one yet? Well, he doesn't want to give you one because he knows that when he does put you in one, you're going to put that job above him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way you speak after you've prayed to God or asked God for stuff. It's like, why haven't you? Why haven't you? Why do you need an answer?
Yeah.
Because now you're just looking at him as an ATM or slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how God ever intended it.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, this just came to me. I want to make this point. Granger Smith, I think is his name. He's a country artist. He doesn't really make music anymore, and he has a podcast where he talks about the Lord.
Awesome.
And his life completely changed because he went on a mission trip to a third world country.
Interesting.
And he saw that these people literally had nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. He met these kids, and they were singing worship songs and learning about Jesus, and they had so much peace, but they had nothing tangible.
Interesting.
And they were on top of the world.
Really?
Their joy.
Were they like playing with rocks or something? Were they just skipping rocks on the dirt?
Yeah, they had nothing. They literally had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even like one of them got blessed with a house, but they lived in there like with their entire extended family.
Right.
There was like 17 people crammed in like an apartment this size.
Yeah.
What was their house?
Yeah.
And they were so incredibly thankful. Like, they weren't idolizing anything. They didn't have anything to idolize, right? And it's like, we are so blessed to live in the United States. In the West, if you're in the United States and you're watching this, we're blessed to live in a country where we are free.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can walk down the street to the store and get whatever we need.
Yeah.
Right. And we have heat and a roof over our heads and a car that we can drive. And we have all of these things. We're so blessed that we're literally turning all of this stuff that God blessed us with into an idol.
Mm-hmm.
It was just crazy to hear that story. And then now talking about this, it's like they don't have idols. They can't have idols.
They don't know what a television, they don't know what One Tree Hill is.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
They literally have the Word of God and their family.
Yeah.
And the Lord, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
Above all else. And they were totally fine.
Yeah.
And it's like when you get to the point where you're like, in your faith walk, where you're like, we all have our days.
Yeah, of course.
But for the most part, if you're in your faith walk where you're like, I don't need anything but God, that's where you should be mentally, right?
And that is the point, and we say this so much when Michelle and I talk about our relationship, that is the point Michelle and I got to.
Yeah.
Is Michelle went on tons of dates, and she said, as long as I have you, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But if not, you know, if you want me to get married, sure.
I desired to get married.
Yeah, I desire to get married.
It was coming from the Lord. Yeah, that's
I desire to get married. This is what I want.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I got you. And then me, on the other hand, I was like, I'm not going to find a girl that I actually love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 3 months later we met, but
we both got to the point where we weren't focused on.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this right now. If God would have sent me you right when I gave my life to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have worked out.
Nope.
Because I was still idolizing things.
Yeah.
I was still idolizing attention, validation, women's approval, mm-hmm. money, a bunch of stuff. And it would have shattered our relationship.
And I was about to settle because I was mm-hmm. tired.
Yeah. So, and exactly.
Yeah.
And another point I want to make is it's election year, people.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or what's the other one, independent, a lot of people make that an idol. Oh, man, Democrats going to get back in office. Everything's going to go to the moon, skyrockets, prices are going to be terrible, blah, blah, blah. We're going to lose all of our money, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
In the same way, a Republican can get in office. Oh, I hate that orange hair man with these whatever.
Orange man
with I don't know what people say. Orange hair. He's so racist, blah, blah, blah. He's going to ruin this country. Okay, if Biden or Trump ruins this country, we get into war and we die.
We know where we're going.
Cool. I'm okay to go back home.
Yeah.
And that's the point you need to get to.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Biden's going to bring us into World War III. I got to go to war and I may get shot in the head. Okay. I'll go see Jesus.
Something just came to me.
Yeah.
You remember when Instagram like shut down?
Uh-huh.
And everyone was like freaking out.
Yeah.
Or when TikTok got threatened to be deleted.
Right.
And everyone was like, this is my job. I'm going to lose everything. All this stuff. That's an idol.
Yeah.
If you're worried about your social media being down, for example, or if you can't use your phone.
Yeah.
Because all of the cell towers go out.
Yeah.
You're idolizing that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were saying, this is BS, I pay money for this, blah, blah. It's like, okay.
It was down for like,
it was
like 5 hours.
Yeah, it was down for like 5 hours, like chill, people.
Yeah.
And if China, Russia did hack us, okay, what are we going to do about it? None of y'all watching this podcast knows how to code anything. I know I don't.
Yeah.
If y'all do know how to do this, you're not watching this podcast. You're working for the CIA, yeah. You know,
overly worried about stupid worldly things like that.
Yeah.
You're making it an idol.
Yeah.
Like it should not matter at all.
Here's the thing is the news and us knowing who's in office, whatever, is that important? Yes. It gives us a lot of great information.
Yeah.
However, the news and the media gives us information. The Word of God and Jesus gives us revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus more on the revelations instead of the information that's given to us.
I got one for you, honey. Right on that topic.
Okay.
Colossians 3:1-4 says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory.
Yeah.
We should not be focusing on anything of this world. We should be focused on heaven.
Yeah. And I'll be the first one to say it right now. Whoever you're voting for this election, they're not going to save you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if you're a strong Republican or a strong Democrat. I don't care who's in office. They're not Jesus. They're not coming to save you.
Yeah.
We have seen time and time and time and time again, history repeats itself. The government has never saved people.
Yeah.
Jesus has saved everyone.
Yes.
Or wants to save everyone.
Yes.
So we're going to let that marinate and we love you guys.
Yeah. Just think about things that you are idolizing and ask God to help you get rid of that idol. He's just waiting for you to tell him, hey, I know, like, there's been so many instances in my relationship with the Lord where he has literally been waiting for me to tell him he's right.
Oh my goodness.
So honey. That he can do something. So many times.
We wait so much for God to come to us, but he's just saying, I'm waiting for you to come to me.
I'm waiting for you to tell me what is wrong.
Yeah.
I've given you clues. I've made it very obvious.
Goodness gracious.
And all he's waiting for you to do is, okay, this, I can use the example of my parents, right?
Yeah.
I spent so much time praying, restore their marriage, restore their marriage, restore their marriage, restore their marriage. Not knowing what was going on between my parents because I'm in Texas, right? So Asher and I are building our life together. I still talk to them, but like I didn't know what was going on, okay? And I had been saying that for so long. And then after I switched my prayer to, you know what? If you want to restore it, restore it. If not, your will be done. And I opened the door for him to do what he had wanted to do all that time. And then I find out way more things about why my parents are getting a divorce. And it totally makes sense. And I'm like, okay, now I have peace about the situation and the relationship's over. And a lot of change is happening.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're not discounting how much divorce sucks. Divorce is terrible.
Oh, it sucks.
However, what the problem was Michelle wanted her parents to stay together because she wanted her will to be done.
And I wanted it to be what I was used to. I lived alone with them. I was comfortable with them together. And they're my best friends. Like, I wanted them to stay together, right?
And you know what became the idol? The memories of when it was happy.
That's what I kept focusing on.
Yeah. You said they used to be.
Comfort.
In the same way.
Back to what I was comfortable with.
In the same way. This got me through this relationship.
Yep.
This got me through this pill addiction.
Yep.
Usually the idol is the memory.
Yeah.
That got you through something hard. Yeah. God wants to be your memory though.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. He's just waiting for you to tell him that, hey, I have this idol and I need your help. So ask him and focus on committing yourself to the Lord instead.
Yeah.
And when you're going through something, I would just challenge you to pick up your Bible instead of whatever comfort thing you run to.
Yeah. We know this was a heavy episode, guys.
Yeah.
Michelle and I definitely know that.
And we also have gone through this and are still going through all of this. So we're speaking to ourselves first. Yeah. We're not speaking at anybody. We're just trying to help you along.
Yeah. It's going to be hard. Since we do live on planet Earth, it's going to be hard to never have an idol ever again. However, you need to be working towards never having an idol. So we do understand how heavy this message is. It's heavy every time you hear it, whether it's coming from Michelle and I, your pastor, whatever. But it's very important to understand different types of scenarios of different idols you may have in your life. I caught a bunch of revelations just talking about it and stuff that I need to let go. But yeah, we love you guys. Thank y'all so much for everything. Season 3 comes out in May. And by the time this episode comes out, we'll be getting married in 3 weeks. There's just a bunch of cool stuff coming and I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to have summer. That's going to be really fun.
Married.
Yeah. Summer married. Yeah. That's, I'm excited to marry this chick. I'll be honest. I mean,
I'm excited to marry this dude.
Yeah, I'm excited to marry this woman.
We're excited to start our lives together and serve the Lord.
Yep.
Right beside each other and mm-hmm. not just next to each other mm-hmm. like we have been. So
yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for all of your support and watching us. And we pray that this message helps you. And honey,
we will see y'all next Wednesday on the tripod.